the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We are just under 2 weeks away from the blue and white and black and gold game for both Carbon and Emory football. It's coming up. The season is approaching so fast. We're going to begin to preview the season today, right now, here on Drive Time Sports, and bring in our first guest of the week. He is the third-year head coach for the Carbon Dino football program, Josh Huntsman. In fact, the football team had their first official practice earlier today. Coach, as always, a pleasure to talk football with you. Thank you.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Always look forward to it, Coach. Now that we are through basically the month of July, moving into August, we're about 17 days away from the start of the high school football season. I can't believe how fast time is flying. But how does the team look right now in your eyes?
First day of practice today, not too bad. You know, we got a lot of our stuff put in over the summer, and so now kids understand formations, they understand where they need to line up. Now we just need to polish and get ready for game one.
Let's go back and talk about the month of July. It was busy for you guys, plus you had your Camp Carbon as well. July is always a really tricky month. I know there's a lot of sports going on, basketball, baseball. We'll talk more Legion ball, I know, later on in the week as we wrap up that season. What was the commitment like from the kids in the month of July?
You know, we don't want them to have to choose. And so we tell them if they've got stuff going on, that's fine. If they're going to go play baseball, they got to go play baseball. If they've got a basketball camp that they need to attend, then they need to attend that camp. You know, we were, you know, summer's tough. Summer's tricky. You can't say it's mandatory. You have to be here all the time. You know, you want them there all the time, and you want to say it's mandatory, but you just can't because there's so much going on in these kids' lives that they have to be able to go out and do things.
I know there's a lot of things that you definitely want to implement this year. You and I have talked a couple of times over the offseason, getting the X's and O's down. I mean, did you guys have proper time in July to get to a point to where you feel comfortable?
Yeah, we did. You know, we got a chance to look at our stuff against a couple of different teams. We had Summit Academy in for their camp, and then also North St. Pete was in for their camp. So we were able to do a little bit of scrimmage time with them. We were able to see some of the stuff that was going to work for us, some of the stuff that wasn't going to work for us, some of the stuff that we just needed to throw away, other stuff that we need to do a little more of. So it was actually pretty good.
As far as the first day of practice goes, I mean, how long? I know you got the heat acclimation and everything that you guys have to go through, but how long does it take before you're able to just dive right in and get into the normal rotation that you're going to use throughout the year?
You know, we're actually going to be into that normal rotation by Saturday. We've got to, because we've got the blue and white game coming up next week, next Friday night. And then, you know, the next week we're in Manti. It's on us. And so we're going to try to get into as much normalcy as possible. So starting next week, we'll be back into our 3:15 to 6 o'clock practices. And, you know, just we'll game plan for the week and do what we do.
Tell me if I'm wrong. It just doesn't seem like enough time to get these kids ready for a football season.
Oh, it's never enough time. But, you know, if you've taught them correct things and if they can go out and execute, then, you know, it's so be it. It's great. But, you know, if they can't, you go back to the drawing board, you fix some things, and you get back after them the next week.
We're going to use Noah Jones as an example here, okay? This is your junior quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kid that you've been able to work with now for 3 years. This will be your third year.
Yep.
What type of development have you seen from Noah to your liking over the past 2 years that makes you feel very comfortable about where he's at right now as a junior?
He's grown into a leader, and, you know, on the field, and he's developing as a leader off the field as well. The biggest thing that we've seen with him is comfort. You know, he's more comfortable with what we're doing because he's been able to see it for the last year. And with him being comfortable in the offense and comfortable in our defense and being able to pick up on what defenses are trying to do against us, he's actually done a much better job. The ball's coming out a lot quicker. He's made a lot of completions over the summer. Just time on the field's been good for him.
I know that the evolution and I guess the way these kids continue to progress, that's obviously a key factor into you guys building a successful football program. So in year three for you, you have a junior, a kid that you've worked with since his freshman season. Are you happy with the production and the progress that you've seen from other kids that are now juniors?
I'm happy, but I'm not satisfied. You know, you're happy to see the kid develop, but we're nowhere near where we need to be as a team, as a whole. And so you like the strides that they take, but if you're not always striving for perfection, then you're not, you know, doing what you need to be doing as a coach and as a player and as those things. And so we demand a lot out of them, and we want them to get better each and every single day. And so, you know, for us, it's you got to take that next step, and you've got to win that practice, and you've got to win that next down, you've got to win that day, you've got to win all of those things. And so you got to stay within the moment, but you've got to keep striving for perfection.
For me personally, and I'm not discounting any year up to this point or even this season, but I was most intrigued, Coach, when you took this job to see what a kid looks like 4 years after you've gotten to work with him. Not a different coaching staff. I mean, a kid that you've been able to teach your brand of football to a kid for X amount of years, 4 years, 3 years. That's what I was most intrigued about when you first took this job. And now we're getting to that point. It's an exciting time.
We are. And, you know, definitely one of the kids that you should take a look at is Johnny Scoggins, playing outside linebacker for us. He's a kid that's been in our system the whole time and understands what we're asking him to do and understands what we're looking for. He's a kid that can do some really, really great things because, you know, he hasn't been coached by anyone else at the high school. And so it's been a real treat watching him develop and watching him grow as a player.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbondino football team. With that being said, numbers are always a big deal when we talk football. You and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff, and as far as the number this year, you expect anywhere between 40 to 50 kids on the team?
We do. Right now, we have 36 that are out to practice. We've got a few more that are still signed up on Register My Athlete, so that we haven't seen yet, and we're hoping that we can push it into that 45-player range. If we can push it into that 45-player range, we'll have a decent JV team, and we'll have a decent varsity team. We're going to scrap that freshman, you know, just freshman straight football this year, and we're going to have our freshmen roll with our sophomores and have our sophomores and freshmen play a JV schedule.
Does that work out better?
I think it does. You know, if you have whole freshman teams where it's just straight freshmen playing freshmen, yeah, that works out great. But for some of the smaller schools, it doesn't work out that way. So we end up having a lot of sophomores and freshmen playing with each other. And so this in a way helps us develop them a little bit quicker because they're going against our number ones every day in practice, and they're going hard. And so it's like we talked today, we told them, we says, we want our freshmen to be just as good as our seniors right now. And so you've got to step up your game, and seniors, you got to ever strive for more. And so we're hoping that they can pull each other up just the same, you know, pull a freshman up just the same as a senior getting pulled up by a freshman. So if these guys will work with each other and do the things that we ask them to do, we think we're going to be pretty solid senior through freshman.
Now, unfortunately, in the classification that Carbon is placed in, you guys will go up against several schools that will have freshman, sophomore, junior, and varsity squads. I mean, in fact, we'll go up against a couple of schools that may have as many varsity players as we do players in general. So that does make it a little bit more difficult.
It does make it a little bit more difficult. And, you know, there's actually some schools that are in the same boat as us. I was speaking with Judge Memorial's head coach, and he has six kids out for his freshman team. And so he's kind of in the same boat that we're in right now. And that's a prominent Catholic school right in the heart of Salt Lake City. And, you know, if he's struggling to get kids out, I think it's pretty synonymous throughout the state that you know, football's kind of under attack right now. And that's what makes it difficult. The game's a little bit quicker, and kids hit a little bit harder, but the equipment is so much better than what it was back when even you and I were in high school.
Yeah.
And so these kids, there's a little bit of fear there, but if they're taught correct principles and taught how to play the game right, how to tackle right, how to keep your head across, you know, those type of things, they're not going to get hurt. And that's kind of the stigma that we have to get rid of within our sport so that we can get more kids out to play.
If we look ahead of the blue and white game between now and then, what are some of the things that you guys have to get done? Some of the things that you look at and you say, okay, for us to actually perform in front of the community, in front of a live audience crowd, we have to get some of these basics in place before next Friday.
We got to get our freshmen up to speed. you know, our freshmen and sophomores, we got to get them up to speed with what we're doing so that, you know, it's not a varsity group walking all over some younger kids. We want this game to be competitive. You know, we're still going to work our stuff, and you know, there's going to be situations where I'm going to call a play that may not make sense for a third and seven, but it's what we have on the script. And so that's what we're going to look for. We're going to look for, can we execute when we need to execute? Can we do what we need to do to progress our varsity group to getting better and preparing for Manti at the same time?
It's tough. I mean, I know it's unreasonable to think a freshman's going to be up to speed with someone in the varsity, you know, this early. But again, high school sports, you don't necessarily get reasonable times, right?
No, and you get what mama gives you.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you have a player that's 270 pounds and plays like an NFL player. Other times you got a kid who's 95 pounds but has a lot of heart, and you take what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And you develop from point A to point B. You develop from the top to the bottom. You're only as strong as that last player that steps on the field. And I think, you know, I'll put our kids 1-99 up against anyone in the state. It doesn't matter. We've taught them correct principles. We taught them how to play the game. And so if we can get them in the right positions, they're going to be competitive against whoever they play.
Now, you and I did talk X's and O's the last time we were here, and we did talk a little bit about the veer option, something that you guys are definitely going to implement this year. At times, that can be complex. I mean, it can be difficult for kids to learn. How have they grasped the veer option?
It can. You know, our offensive line has struggled with a little bit. We struggled that first game out against Summit Academy over the summer. And so we made some changes, and we kind of went back to the drawing board a little bit, kind of simplified some of our blocking schemes for our offensive line, you know, made it a little bit easier for their combo blocks and things like that. You know, we're not a college team. We're never going to be a college team. And so we're going to try to keep it as simple as we can. You know, I believe that simplicity is what you can intelligently teach. And so if I can intelligently teach something to our kids, then I think if I can grasp it, they can grasp it. And so we should be, you know, we all should be on the same page there. And I think that from today, from what I've seen, our kids are starting to pick it up.
Defensively, how have you guys looked?
Defensively, we've done a pretty good job. You know, we've got new terminology coming in with our new defensive coordinator in Taylor Brower. And so the terminology has completely changed, but what we're doing has not. You know, we're still in that 3-5 look. You know, if you're going to run the ball, we're going to rush 8. If you're going to pass the ball, we're going to drop 8. And so that really hasn't changed a lot. Just what we call it has changed. And so that's just the big thing for our kids to get over that hurdle is understanding what he's calling on the sideline so that, you know, they can get into the same places that they've been in the last 2 years.
Well, it's fun that it's this time of the year, Coach, because it is go time. I mean, we're here. The season is upon us. Opening up with Manti for the third consecutive year, right?
Third consecutive year. And I love playing that group of kids. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're 100 miles away from us. It's a great game for us. It's a great game for them. It's kind of a measuring stick as to what we can do against that other region or that other division within the 3A. They're always going to have talented kids. They're a good ball club. They're coached well, and you know they do what they need to do to win football games.
And outside of that, we got the new playoff format this year as well, going into Week 10.
We do, yeah. We get it's a play-in game, so you get to play the number 2 seed from the number 2 or number 3 seed, the 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6 seeds, they'll all play each other, and then the 1 seeds will get a break that weekend.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait for it. Yeah, this is going to be a really fun year. Coach, I'm so glad football season is back. I know you're busy with practice just getting underway, so thank you again for taking the time to come down to the studio today and have a word.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and just remember, go Dinos.
Go Dinos, definitely. We have more coming up here on Drive Time Sports, KOL, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're back after this.